here's a story from The World.
More than a third of Africa's COVID-19 cases have been in South Africa. Now, that new variant of the coronavirus has arrived in the country and cases there are surging. But so far, South Africa has yet to start a vaccination program. Dr. Richard Lessels is an infectious disease expert in Durban. Paint us a picture, if you would, of life right now in South Africa during the pandemic. What are things like?
Well, it's been an extremely difficult last few weeks. As you mentioned, we saw this very rapid resurgence in cases in most parts of the country. And that's really come with a lot of deaths again. And so I think it's really hit home to people, the severity of this second wave that we've seen throughout the country. What we are seeing in the past few days is a downturn in the new infections. And in some places that started to kind of reflect even in a slight slowing of the hospitalizations and things. So we're seeing some first signs of kind of promising downturn, but it's still obviously early.
And this new variant of the coronavirus in South Africa, earlier this week, South African experts said that this new variant is 50% more contagious than the original strain. How does that affect the government's strategy in tackling the virus overall?
Yeah, I mean, it's important to note that 50% is an estimate from some mathematical modeling done by a team at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. And it comes with quite a wide range of uncertainty. So we don't know for sure how much more transmissible it is, but we've clearly seen the reality of how easily this virus spread. And I think all that really tells us is how much more difficult it is to control when you've got a virus that's even more transmissible than what we saw at the beginning of the epidemic.
Meantime, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa recently said the country has secured 20 million doses of vaccine that's supposed to be delivered in the first half of this year. It appears, though, there's no detailed timeline for that, and that seems worrisome. What are your concerns?
It is worrying, but I think there's a lot of movement on that in the last couple of weeks and more concrete plans coming through and more ideas about what the strategy is. But like with every country, it's going to be a monumental challenge to roll out this vaccine in the wider population. The priority is obviously the initial tranche of vaccines to the frontline healthcare workers, and that we're optimistic is coming very soon and not before time. But I think there's still a lot that we have to understand about the wider rollout and how that will actually work.
Dr. Lessels, I'm wondering, with the new Biden administration and Dr. Anthony Fauci in conversation with the WHO today, what kind of encouragement does that give you that the global effort to beat the pandemic will be more muscular now and just have a greater impact on countries like South Africa?
Yeah, very welcome and very important. And it's clearly important that everybody recognizes how critical the WHO is in coordination of efforts around the world. And also in what they've been pushing recently, this push to ensure equity in access to vaccines and things. We need the WHO to be leading on all these things. And so it's great to see all countries now supporting the WHO.
Dr. Richard Lessels is an infectious disease expert. He's been speaking with us from Durban, South Africa. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
From PRX.